I'm on page 125. Hope we'll be able to finish the Maimer Mitzvah Sham. Well, we're learning about the Koach HaDimyon. Hashem Shabbat gave us a wonderful gift, the ability to imagine. Some people have more colorful imagination, some people it's more black and white. But the Koach HaDimyon, thank you. Koach HaDimyon, to be able to mitzayir tziyurim, images in our minds and associations that we make, which is a very, very, very important part of who we are, and our Avodas Hashem draws from it in a very significant way. That's not really the point of this maimer, of how to develop the Koach HaMadama. And maybe if we have time, maybe we'll learn a little bit from the sefer that I told you about. It's not called of a beautiful visions of compassionate world by Menachem Eckstein, Zichron Levracha. That's in terms of the holy use of the Koach HaMadama, of dimyon, of imagination. Imagination without seichel is dangerous. Imagination without seichel is dangerous. It could lead a person into very, very strange waters. It could create a delusion of Avodas Hashem when it's not really there. But when you have a combination of seichel, of the intellect, together with the Koach HaDimyon, so then the ultimate product of that fusion of those two ways of thinking, Seichel and Dimyon, is a Navi. And the Pizesna talks a lot about that, and Hashar Savechim, those who learned, we learned it together, Baruch Hashem. We were up to, on page 125, how the Koach HaDimyon works, and he was giving an example, how a person could be davening and saying every day the Parashas HaKedah, or if he doesn't say the Parashas HaKedah every day, but we all learn about it and think about it, especially Rosh Hashanah time and the parashiyos of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. And each person can have a different picture in his or her mind of what it was like, all the way down to the tiniest little details of what it must have looked like. And then you become fixated on that picture. Which is part of growing up, and it's a healthy part of growing up. However, one needs to outgrow these pictures and enter into the world of the seichel. As we learned, that especially with children, the Koach HaDimyon is so powerful and so beautiful. But if one does not grow up and mature and learn how to control the dimyon with seichel, then the person could be in very great danger. Amnam Yafa, third line of page 125. Amnam Yafa Hayah Dimyon, Lahovias Parshas Akeb and Apsukim Alamitsias Habruah, Lahamchishis Emes Boyfen Shtig Luya Yosa Gamli Neharuah. The Dimyon is very, very effective in taking the Psukim of the Parshas Akedah, of the story of the Akedah, of taking the psukim and making a drawing, a picture, a painting, an image, to make it something tangible, that it should be revealed before the eyes of the ruach inside of us. Whatever the Torah describes that took place by the Akedah took place. It wasn't a dream. That happened. That took place. The Akedah took place. There was Lamaisa of the Akedah. Umama oid hoila dimyon lo'oirer is a hispilus v'hispimus. And the dimyon has been very, very helpful for us growing up to awaken within us an excitement, an amazement, an astonishment, as each one of us grew up painting in our minds that picture of the Akedah. And running, and now especially now, because we've all, we already not with pictures, already became films, and then with films, there were all kinds of images that each person is able to conjure up. Except now it would be like you could have a kid might have in his head the arcade, and then all of a sudden they zoom in and they're interviewing Yitzhak Avinu. Like you have some correspondent out there on the field interviewing Yitzhak Avinu. Who knows what's going on in the kids' heads nowadays with this stuff? But it happened, and the Kach HaDimyon is gewaldig. But as you grow older, you have to begin to introduce the seichel into the dimyon. That it should rule over the dimyon, al hadimyon, ulisbar bekach. And then, of course, what becomes clear then is sheyitochin v'chol tziyurei hadimyon einim nechonim b'davka. That all of the pictures are not of your dimyon are not necessarily accurate at all. Ela mitzias achas haisa kefishayis. There was one mitzias, and as he said last week, you could talk to 10 different people, 100 different people. Each one has a different picture of the Akedah. There was only one mitzias. Remember, he had a terrible thing that there was an Indian that developed with the older children. That when my little one, she's not so little anymore, when she was little, so. When we would go to Shvei Chamoscha, to the door of Eliyahu Navi, so then one of the kids would run and spill something out from the Kaishal Eliyahu. I don't know if anybody has done this perverse thing. And then little Shifi would always come so excited that Eliyahu Navi was here and Eliyahu Navi drank from the Kais. And this was going on for years, and I was very uncomfortable about it from the beginning. I was very uncomfortable. But they got a big kick out of it because Shifi was so excited over Eliyahu Navi was in our house and he drank from the kais. And I was always saying that the Indian is not Eliyahu Navi. I was trying him, but the kids didn't want me to give it away. It was a whole thing. So then like, it was just a year or two ago. I mean, I know it sounds like she's very tremistic. And I don't know what happened exactly, but like one of the kids sort of said something and she just broke out. She broke down crying. It was terrible. She just said that he was telling me this all the time, and I believed it, and I, you know, it's terrible. It's terrible. I said it's a terrible thing, and it's not any. Eliyahu Navi is more what we believe in than a person that's running around getting shaken or something. But Eliyahu Navi is but. How do you explain that you misled, that a child was misled like that? But then on the other hand, a little kid has excitement, so it's a whole, what they say, mishmash of things. And the Kayach HaDimyon is very strong in a child, and they thrive with a healthy Kayach HaDimyon. And it's a rude awakening when the Seichel meets the Dimyon. It's a rude awakening when the Seichel meets up with the Dimyon and says, it's not exactly what you thought. It's not what you were thinking. Depending upon how much a person has invested in that. Sometimes you have a child that has certain dimyonis about his parents. And then when the child gets older, the child's seichel explains to him that it's not so gewaldig like it was in the dimyon. Your father's not the superhero that he thought. And it's hard. It's very, very hard. But the choice is not a choice, only not a person is not well. People are mishagayim, if they're not dealing with these things, you have to overcome these things, and you have to grow up. There was only one thing that happened by the Akedah in Mitzvahs, but that's not where we use the Kayach HaDimyon. When you're little, you use it to see the field and the mountains, and the knife, and the Avraham Avinu, what he looked like, and all of that. But as I mentioned at the end last week, that the Seichel, paints a different picture. And he explains, he always tia parshas akeda peshetes tzuri yeshana v'leveshes tzuri chadasha. Once you can let go of the Hollywood production in your head of the Akeda, of that movie in the brain of the Akeda, and you can, once you can let go of that surah, then it can become enclosed, the Akeda becomes enclosed in a much more beautiful surah. This is what I was trying to explain to Shifi. I talked about it with Eliyahu Hanavi, who's Eliyahu Hanavi. And the tzura, which my father told me, he remembers it in Europe, that there was a cousin of his who was a very, very, very big troublemaker. He was not, but he was killed also, but he was a very big troublemaker, my father said. And he had this whole thing from by Shvei Chamascha. So he actually was my father said that he went over when they opened the door for Lenovi, so this cousin went with a can of paint he had prepared on the side somewhere, and he threw it across the doorway, hoping to see Eliyahu Hanavi, that it would come out Eliyahu Hanavi. Instead, he got the whole like house, you know, ruined, and the doors and everything was messed up. And my father remembers his uncle like whacking him, you know, the cousin. And he's saying, "What happened to Eliyahu Hanavi? He is Eliyahu Hanavi. He's Eliyahu Hanavi. He's Eliyahu Hanavi." But Eliyahu Hanavi is a million, billion, trillion, infinite times more than a painting, than a picture. A million, billion times more. And when you understand that, then it's not a letdown. It's just the opposite. The letdown is people like us with cans of paint. That's the letdown. Eliyahu Hanavi, the meaning of Eliyahu Hanavi, is 1,000,000% alive. But not in the guf, in the way we understand. Sometimes it never comes in the guf. Okay, but say that. Is Mizgala, but he comes to Bris, he comes Pesach, but not in the guf. And a person grows up, and the old thought becomes enclosed in a new thought. But the new thought is mamish grounded in mitzius. It's mamish in mitzius. It's true. You don't have any more of the beautiful picture in your eye, in your mind's eyes. You don't have that picture anymore of the mountain and Avraham Avinu standing there and the wind blowing in his beard and everything like that. You don't have that picture anymore in your head. Like I mentioned at the end last week. But as you grow up, you begin to have the ikra teichen of the Akeda, the ikra teichen of Eliyahu Hanavi. Mesiris hanefesh la'avram ve'yitzchak le'ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach. The teichen of the Akeda is Yitzchak, which is alive and well, is the mesiris nefesh, of a Jew, of a father and his son. Mesiris nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's the Ikke, not the movie. Mikan ve'elach te'omar ha'par sh'loy mitoch ma'aris ha'koyach ha'madama. And as you grow older, when you say the parasha of the Akeda, you don't have to have pictures of the Akeda. You have to have the pnimius of the Akeda, which is what? I'm going to be mesiris nefesh, to do everything I can to be ready to give up my life and my child's life, if need be, to be a Jew, instead of being stuck on pictures and movies. The seichel that understands. Hey, haseichel miyashiv is hasagaisov. The seichel has questions, but the seichel resolves its questions and its problems as the seichel matures without having to use pictures and images that come from that place of dimyon. Kasher seichel koilet emes. For instance, when the seichel is trying to comprehend a simple truth, kagain 69 va'od 70. When you add together 69 and 70, shatay tzayis emes 139. Koilet zayis derech ahavan hapshuta. The mind absorbs that reality of 70 plus 69 equals 139. Vein lekach tzura. Could you imagine if you had to put out 139 apples or oranges? Or if you're like selling some, if you're selling, you're in real estate and you're selling some building in Manhattan. So the it comes out that you have to make cheshbonis between $78 million and $32 million. And you say, excuse me, I have to get a lot of apples here to work out the cheshbon. A lot of, I have to have tzuris. So I have to see. I have to see this difference of $24 million. I have to see it with my eyes. So what are you out of your mind? What are you going to do? I'm going to get apples. Like they did when we were little. What the teacher puts on the table. I still remember that. Because there was a bite that was taken out of it. It's a very clear picture in my head. The teacher was hungry, I guess. To get it was an apple that was bitten. He didn't even have a whole apple. That's what it was in Yeshiva. It wasn't even a whole apple. That happened once, but it stays in your mind. So, we're just grateful that the teacher's dentures weren't stuck in it. We had a mice like that once also. So, a person doesn't put out onto the table 139 apples or oranges to make a chilek. And they're little, so you say, this is bays. So they'll say, bays is a bayas. And they make a little bayas, and they make a house. And the whole day they're making, the teacher makes a bays is a bayas, and a bayas is a bays. And they show a house, and there's a dancing house, a jumping house, a singing house. Can you imagine, every single time you're learning, you have to have, I'm sorry, I can't read this word. I have to have my jumping, singing house. I can't see this. Gracious, I don't know, that is that bays. Oh, and you have this, the bayas. Now I understand, this is for children. Look, as you mature, then what happens is, like Dima 69 tapuzim, void 70, you don't have to imagine what does it look like to have 69 oranges and then to put another case or two or whatever, a few cases of oranges to have another 70. And how do you have one, two, three, you have 139 oranges? Shav chulias 139 baragas gadol, that now you have 139 in a big container. And once you say oranges, then each person could already right away could imagine what it looks like to have 139 oranges in boxes, what the boxes look like. It could be sitting next to a truck, stacked up, ready to go off to the stores, and you could already have a whole picture with 139 oranges. Ella Haven Hasechel as a Mitzvah. As you grow older, the healthy mind understands the mitzvahs without having to have something physical or concrete. You'll see in Chelek Beis of this maimer where we're getting to, how we think of Hashem. Without getting to something physical or concrete, I don't have to have the oranges in my head. Sheshish Shemiteishev, Ayit Shivim is 139. And the understanding of the seichel is higher and is clearer than any of the chushim of putting down 139 oranges. Hadimyon hamedame, the power of imagination, of imagery. Nochutz v'yofer is very good, is needed and is good. The Rav Koichin is very powerful. L'karvis Adam and Hamuchash v'Agolui, to make a shidduch between that which you can see, or you can smell and taste, touch, hear, something part of the senses that's revealed, El Habilti Nira L'Eni Basa, to that which is invisible, which is unseen. It makes a shidduch. Ah, Kol Aliyah Himenu, as you ascend from that world of the chushim, of the senses, of the tangible, of the physical, and you ascend into the world of haseichel, mifashetes es tzuras hadvarim, the seichel begins to strip away all of the pictures, shenilvus of nistayr lelei reshus, that were drawn without the reshus of the subject, umaysira es garin ha'emes, and what's left at the end, what the seichel holds on to, is what? The kernel of truth of Elyonavi. The kernel of truth of the Akedas Yitzchak. To peel away all of the demyonis, and the seichel gets to the that nekud of truth. Ve'emes kefi shehu, ve'pashtuso v'amitoso, and it's pashtus and it's truth. Ulay pachus malhiv loymar akedul loyt siyurei hamadama. It's true. Perhaps it's less exciting to say the Akeda without all the pictures. To say the Akeda without the pictures. We use these books. They make now beautiful books for to have this one book for the Seder. They have a Haggadah with pictures that the Marcus is pretty scary looking in the whole. They have a very, very, very talented people are making these things to make it more. Something which is more muchash, something which is more tangible for the children. But if you find an adult sitting with that too long, it's not a good sign. You find an adult sitting with that too long, it's not, even for more than a split second, it's not a good sign. You should be thinking about what each makkah was, what each makkah means. What's the inyan of makkah's dam? What's makkah's dam? What's the shirish of that inyan of makkah's dam? That's the emes of Marcus Dan. Not how dark the blood was, whether it was coming out from the Egyptian's ears and nose or whatever. It's not. For a child to get into the Inyonim. The Lotziyam that Mafrichim Chiyus Vetsava Ruach Bepsukim, because the pictures, the images in our brains or in the books bring the Psukim to life. But a very, very silly and shallow and basic form of life. Aval yoisa amiti loimer akeda, but it's much more honest, truthful, and real to say the akeda mitarchis karvus hasechel al koicha mesivus nefesh, with the mind being drawn into the sugi of mesivus nefesh. Hanatu abonim yavaseinu, and to understand the mesivus nefesh, when you ask somebody, what's the big deal about the Akedah? The Baruch Shalom would tell me or you to take and to do something, you would say directly, we would think that we would do it, no? So what's this big earth-shattering thing of the Akedah? That the schus of the Akedah's Yitzchak is Hayim Brachman Tiske, and everybody's Yeshua depends on the union of Akedah's Yitzchak? Seriously, you don't think if God told me or you that we had to do something, we would do it? Kachnes Binchas Yechidchul, we would do it. So all kinds of pshatim to explain what's the chiddush of the Akedah. Doesn't sound nice, but what's the big deal? It's a big deal. It's your son, bincha yechid, chashahavta. Safka sof, the Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu. It's a strong question. And the Svarim talk about it. And the Svarim's approach to that is very clear. That the reason that you and I can think in such a way is because it happened with Avraham Avinu. Meaning, Avraham Avinu opened up a world of Mesirus Nefesh. That door was not opened before Avraham Avinu. The inyan of Mesirus Nefesh was not opened. It wasn't opened. And Avraham Avinu opened it. Ma'aseh Avos similar banu doesn't just mean we learn from the ancestors and the Avos. It means that because they started something, we can continue with it. The whole inyan of the Jew to be ma'aseh nefesh, to be able to go out on a cold night. Ah, tonight's not cold, but to go out on a cold night, or if you're tired after a long day's work, to be able to pull yourself together to go out to daven and to learn a little bit, which is a little tiny little piece of ma'aseh nefesh. That's from Akedas Yitzchak. But Avraham Avinu didn't have a father who did that for him. That was Avraham Avinu's chiddush, the Akedah. We're not masig what that means. The reason we're not masig is because he did it for us, so now we could do it too. Because the kashya is, what do you mean, Avraham Avinu? There, throughout history, there have been millions of Jews that have died and have given their kids to die because of Kiddush Hashem. So, and Lamaise, Avraham Avinu, in the end, didn't even have to kill Yitzhak. There have been much worse Akedahs than Akedahs Yitzchak. We say in the Slichas that Hashem should look at all the Akedahs. But the Akedahs Yitzchak, he never got killed. that our parents, our grandparents, our great grandparents, they had akedas. There weren't good endings to the akedas. That's the nekuda mesiras nefesh. And then with Eliyahu HaNavi, one has to learn the sugya on a deep level what Eliyahu HaNavi means. What's Eliyahu HaNavi? Of course there's a mitzvah at Eliyahu HaNavi. What is Eliyahu HaNavi? Who is Eliyahu HaNavi? What is the koyach of Eliyahu HaNavi? What's the chiyas of Eliyahu HaNavi that you and I have inside of us? And on Leil Pesach or by a bris, but we have the ability to connect to that koyach, the chiyas of Eliyahu HaNavi. It's not as exciting as the picture book. It's not as exciting as the image in one's mind of the prophet going up in a chariot of fire. It's not as exciting. But that's the emes. And that's why the Baruch was megalitas, these things. Not that we should get stuck on pictures, but we should outgrow. We should, as children, take a chias from the pictures and then gradually move over into the world of seichel. That we have a koyach of mesiras nefesh that we received from Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu, from our fathers, from our mothers. Tzori mentions Neshama left her. She died when from the Indian of the Akedah, which the Sram tells us also the meaning of Akedah. The Akedah, Tzori mentions also. She actually died because of the Akedah. Yitzchak didn't, and Avraham Avinu didn't. Sorry, Mena died. And what a mother doesn't do for a child, that a Jewish mother dies a million deaths for a child, that comes from Sorry, Mena. Sorry, Mena opened up such a door. That's the inyan of the Akedah. What the Pizetzner writes, Susi Elenu, that the Akedah consists of the machshav of the Akedah. That was Avraham Avinu's intent, his intention, his thought to kill Yitzchak. But the actual Akedah took place between the years 1939 and 1945. That was the lamaisa of the Akedah. Pizetzner says that. The machshava was by Avraham Avinu. The lamaisa was during those years. What does that mean? A tzaddik said such a thing. That's the meaning of the Akedah. And much, much, much infinitely more if a person learns the sugi of the Akedah. Lemer, Holach av im eishu machelas, lahakir b'nai lo'ilah. Father went with the fire and with a knife to sacrifice his son. They bring him up for a carbon. Poshad ben Savaro, and the son Yitzchak stretched out his neck. The rotzna shemizbach. To do Hashem's will. Amira seichel hi yoseh pnimis. What the seichel has to say is much more pnimistic than the dimyan. Much more. In with the seichel and then adding with the dimyan, that's what the Pizetzner is writing a lot about in Achshav Shavrechim, the others from talk about. But the koyach haseichel, what the seichel is telling us is Yoisa Pnimis. It's much deeper. Yoisa Nechoin of the Amitis. It's more accurate and true. Gam Yoisa Ma'amika Lufal Al HaNefesh, next page, Asichus. And not only that, it has a much deeper, more powerful impact upon the soul than the picture. The picture is like short term. So children have a very short attention span. And adults now also, more than ever, because of how things are so fast with the computer and the film, and so on. And the effects of what one sees with one's eyes, even though it's that what you see is the most powerful, lasting, most powerful, it's not true. So how come it seems to us that the images that we've seen with our eyes have a longer effect upon us and a greater effect upon us than thoughts that we have? Why is that? It shouldn't be that way, so why is it? The Torah says that we're not misboining in our machshavas. Everything's on fast forward. We're not misboining. If we would stop and now spend the next 6 months, maybe not even that long, but if we would spend a good piece of time, just here, we'd lock the doors, and we'd be finished with the outside world now. For the next, and everybody have to throw all the machinkas out first, and we'd be finished with the world, and we would talk about that kaid and learn the sugya together. And we have enough swam here to spend time. Just Rav Kook said we could spend 6 months on the Akedah. And to be mamik in the inyan of the Akedah. And then to practice with different meditations, closing our eyes and breathing and thinking about the Akedah. You know how we would all walk out of here? Tzaddikim. Not little tzaddikim. Big tzaddikim. Midas. All the midas. Kol midah nechayna. Everything. Kedusha, tahara. Tefillah, Torah. We'd walk out tzaddikim. If we would be able to do that. The problem is, the Koach HaDimyon, imagination, imagery, is a quick fix. It gives you instant gratification. That's the time that we're living in, of course. That's the aside of this generation, is to see everything right away. It's not deep. And even so, you could remember something that you saw 30, 40, 50, 60 years later, or something that you smelled. You could remember many, many, many years later. When it comes to thoughts that we have, 50 minutes later, it's gone. Depending upon, it's gone. Person is not mamik. But when a person enters into the world of his boininus, there's no comparison. The impression that thoughts can make upon a person's soul, on the neshama, the unbelievable, powerful effect that thoughts have upon the whole yisod of Tanya's, of course, this is. But thinking has. But thinking is an art. Thinking is an art. It's a very, very, very magnificent, beautiful art to think. And it's not popular these days. This doesn't mean to say that people are dumb. They're smart. But the inyan of his boininess, of taking a certain one particular machshava, and with this machshava to be misboining, the Stakli Bikar de Malka, Satanya, the whole Yisoid of Chabad Chassidus is this Avaida. Well, people think that meditation is a Gaisha thing. That's from us, the meditation. His blindness is from us. The saddest thing is that people think that it's a Gaisha thing, that they're from the Far East or something like that. His blindness is from us. Tnuas Nefesh Yizu. Lahavshit is Paleya Dimyan. The Nefesh is working very hard to tear off the layers of these images, of these pictures. Lakalfa me'al etzem hadover, to peel them off of the etzem hadover. The etzem hadover. The thing itself. The thing itself. You know, how many people would be interesting if there could be a study made, and in one day, how many times in that day did somebody tell somebody else, I love you? Those words, I love you. Husband, wife, wife, husband, parents, mother, children, daughter, whatever, sons. The words, I love you. And any given day in the world, it could be that there are many, 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 I don't know, hopefully there are many millions of times that this is said in a day in the world. And of all of those times, if it were possible to find out, where be'emes, was there really ahava in those words? Now, instead of thinking about how you love somebody, you buy them a card that somebody else printed in a factory that says how much you love them. Or you get some sort of a present, and the present is supposed to convey, this is how much I love you. Or this is a siman that I love you. These are all nice things. But the etzem hadover of ahava, what's ahava? That's why it's so easy to get confused, especially young people. I used to mean teenagers are starting to get a little bit older, but especially young people. Why? Because the dimyon is very strong. So they're very taken by images. Very, very taken by images. Not the inyan itself, the ahava itself, but the image. And what are the images? Attraction, physical attraction. And then thinking about all kinds of dimyonos about the person in that way, physical inyanim. And then different symbols of affection, a gift, a gesture, a card, a note, email, whatever they do now, a text or something that the person saves on their telephone and looks over 100 times a day, reading into the words. Of the etzem hadavar, what is this? Who is this person? What do I feel for this person? When you talk to young people, more and more and more, what's happening is that it was never even part of the heaven. The symbols of love, the gestures, expressions, and the demyonis of love, they're very, very, very strong. And the person can drift over to the chuppah like that, just like find yourself under the chuppah, because there are certain symbols and signs that took place in your relationship with the other that corresponded to the dimyonis that you have from movies and books that you read when you were a kid, that have lived inside of your brain since you're a little kid. And then when that worked out in that relationship, and there was a similar thing that took place, had some similarity to what was in the movie, Zachalai. That's it. That's my bashet. And this inyan, especially girls, with the Kaya Chadimin is much stronger. There's akedis every single day with the girls of this inyan. Oh, every day, the akedis, the akedis. You meet somebody, and the person says certain key words, has a certain look. And that was always in the dimyon. You had that in the dimyon of what it's supposed to be like to love somebody. And then the brain says, love. And so, the rest plays itself out over the years. Sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't go that long. But the dimyonis, it's unbelievable. What's the etzem hadavar of ahava? Is there any more telling sign of the truth of what we're talking about that you'll have an 18-year-old guy dating a 16-year-old girl and the parents are trying to do something to stop this, right? What's going on over here? And the parents will say something to the effect of, honey, you don't realize this is a very serious thing yet. You don't really know the person. And the kid will say with horror and insult and disdain and even a little bit of hatred, you're telling me I don't know this person? You're telling me I don't know this person? We have spent 233 hours on the telephone. We have shared 14,562 text messages. We have made Google eyes to each other across the mall, etc., etc. We exchanged presents and other things as well. And you're telling me I don't know this person. Now, every adult knows that they don't know each other. That it's narishkeit. It's narishkeit. It's dangerous narishkeit. It's not like when they were in the playground when there's a 6-year-old and a 5-year-old. That was cute. This is not cute anymore. It's scary. And if the parent says, but maybe you ought to think about this. What? think? Are you saying that I haven't thought about this? No. What are you saying? I'm saying that, you know, you get to know each other. You have to get to know each other. All these things that are happening all the time. Well, what does it mean to think? It just is a certain image that a person has. And this other person met some of the qualifications. Not all of them. That's where they fight. But meets a lot of the qualifications. A lot of the qualifications. I always imagined that I would fall in love with a girl with dark hair and dark eyes. And I always imagined that we would walk on the boardwalk, if you could find one nowadays, that we would walk on the boardwalk and the wind would blow a certain way. And then she would throw her head back a certain way. I always imagined that. Zachalai. Chasen the time. Let's get the invitations ready. And if you think that you know that I'm not exaggerating. This is the way it works. Each person with his and her images of what it's supposed to be. On Seichel. Seichel. Not Seichel. The Dimyan convinces the Seichel that this is the truth. This is the truth. I know. The job of the Seichel is to, the job of the Seichel is to tear away the peels, the layers of Dimyan. It's the holy side of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Igeres Musa. And to tear away and to get to the Emes. Now that's hard. That takes a mature mind. That takes something that the typical teenager certainly does not have. Absolutely does not have. Even though he got a perfect score on his SATs, doesn't have. It's not a matter of intellect. It's not the seichel that we're talking about. But it requires his baininess. There's very, very little hasbaininess that's going on these days. Vav, l'kayv is in yinois el havana, to make this something we could understand in a clearer way. Novi bezeis dug mechayim yoyim. I bring an example from everyday life. Yeshus yatzus latfilas mincha b'demdume avayim. Person's getting ready to daf mincha. Just the sun is starting to set. It's time to daf mincha. Stam kach b'yoyim poshet. It's not Yom Kippur. It's a regular day. A regular a mincha of a regular Monday, a Tuesday in Kislev. Not Chanukah. A regular day. And the person's not in such a mood to work hard on being ma'ir of the heart to daven. It's just whatever. He had to go out from the office for a few minutes and go to the nearest mincha, and he's not in a place of being ma'ir much. He's not in a place where I have now an opportunity in these few minutes of mincha to get closer to Hashem. That's not where he is. Okay, fine. But that's the mitzvahs. Min matzav shen ha'oil v'ni yoreid b'levad shi'achle. If the ikir is, I'm not going up in this mincha, I'm not going down this mincha, the ikir is, I should finish mincha. Ois gedavend. One mincha down, another couple thousand to 120 to go. I'm finished. Ois gedavend. Hasib l'kach ba. So the Mechaber says that one of the main reasons that we have on a regular day minchas like this is mishum karech hatzir, because of the karech hatzir, because of the inyan of imagination and pictures and head. Imamoyach edenu bocher lahasli. If the person's mind is still in that place of a bocher, a young person, if the person has an immature way of thinking, doesn't mean babyish, but it's an immature, undeveloped way of thinking. Mincha shel oyved. the person has seen in Sfarim and has heard different shmuzim of what it means in the middle of the day, the highest thing of the day is mincha, because you're able to become completely and totally detached from the world and enter into this place of avoda, of dveikus b'Hashem. That sounds great. Afim kva bogar hamoyach, l'hakir she'en mitzias acheres ba'olam milvad akaris ha'bayrei. Even if the person, I skipped a line. So what happens is that this person has a picture of what a mincha is supposed to be like. He learned what the Maharal had to say about mincha. Maharal has amazing things to say about mincha. Amazing things. So the person just learned the Maharal, or he learned the Maharal last year, 2 years ago in yeshiva or something, learned the Maharal of what mincha. And in that person's imagination, he has a picture of what the mincha of an Oyved Hashem looks like. The mincha of an Oyved Hashem. The Maharal's mincha is in his mind. The problem is, Me'achashem Metzias Hi She'enenu Kazeh, the Metzias of his day, of his mincha, is not like that. He just had like some fight with somebody at work, and it's getting late, and he has to go into a room or someplace, into a closet. Forget it, he doesn't have a minion of yours, just to climb into some closet to be able to get out of a 2 minute mincha to be yotze. The Metzias is not like this. It's not the Maharal's mincha. So then the feeling is what? Since it's not the Maharal's mincha, Mali yilu mincha shaloyve. I have no shaykhis to the mincha of an Oyved Hashem. Because the mincha of an Oyved Hashem is the Maharal's mincha. And I have no mincha like that. You know how many people did they think how they used to daven when they were in yeshiva? And then all the years of their lives, it's never ever the davening that I had in yeshiva. So what's my mincha now? It's not the mincha of an oyved. When I was in yeshiva, I was an oyved. Now I'm a balabas or whatever it is, it's not the mincha of an oyved. Or the girl that was davening in the Kaisel, and she has these memories of what a mincha was, or a shachris, a mincha, whatever it was like, a Kabbalah Shabbos, and then she's there, she's a mother, and it's Yom Kippur, she can't have mincha, because this one's screaming, this one's doing this, and she just tries to say, I'm sorry, Hashem Begad Begazalma. She can't have mincha. No, I used to be a big oyved. I used to stand by the Kaisel with a siddur on my head, and I used to shuckle, but the whole Yerushalayim was shaking from my feels. And now I come here and I can't even say a mincha on Yom Kippur. Forget about it, Tuesday in Kislev. I can't say a mincha Yom Kippur. This is what my life is about. So I'm not anymore in the sugya of mincha, be'emes. So what do? I just say the words because I have to. I'm an observant Jew, so I have to say mincha. But it's not the mincha of the na'ivah. It's not the mincha of the moral. That's a real mincha. A real mincha is the moral's mincha. Anything less than that, it's not a mincha. Afen kva bogar hamoyach, even though the mind is already matured, la'akir she'en mitzias acheres b'olam milvad hakaras ha'bayrei, where a person is mature to know that really the ikur is whatever moment you're in life, whatever it is, and if it's a Tuesday in Kislev and you're at the office, to try to hop around a little bit of the Baruch Shalom. That's what it's all about. To try a little bit hakaras Hashem, a little bit to take off, 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes, and a little bit hakaras ha'bayrei. A little bit, very some. Ah, it's so good to talk to you. You wouldn't believe you would believe, you know what's going on. But you know what kind of day I'm having, what's going on in my life over here, Ben Shlomo. Asher Yosher Yisrael. A little bit Hakaras Habayre. Mikomakom Yitachin V'lein Estai Baruch Kol Tziyah. The Tefillah's Mincha Shal Yom Pashut. That doesn't work out because in the movie, it's not an exciting movie. The Mincha in Kislev is not an exciting movie. So what's he supposed to want? I should see Yishal Mincha. Liam Paravekeze, Mishkaf Milmuli Svasai, Mishakef Milmuli Svasai. The Tzir of Mincha, the picture of Mincha, the Maral's Mincha is in his head. But the Metzias is what? The Metzias is a very Paravid day, a Tuesday in Kislev, a Paravid day, and it's just the lips are moving. And even if he's trying to think a little bit of Hashem, but he's thinking to himself, this is the Maral, this is a Mincha. Atzimus Einayim Psichos and Sulov. So he closes his eyes, he opens his eyes, he says the words, is Yoitze Vaita, Tomarav. Brahma Metzius Atzma, however, the Metzius, really, what it really is, Seichel. Be'yoysala Amita Kefishahi, Shainel Chalotin, the Metzius is really different from all of that. That's still a child. As, even though it's very fancy, and it's dressed up in maharals and all kinds of big things, but it's still for a child. Haseichel shalamalim yikol dimyon. The seichel which is higher than any dimyon. Oymel Adam says to the person this. Presses the button to turn off all the movies. Presses the button to turn off the movie of the maharal in real life. Which is such an avoider, because there's not any more children that are living with pictures. It used to be that only children saw cartoons. Now, all the things with the imaginations of adults, it used to be that after you were 11, 12, 13 years old, you stopped with these things. But to turn off that button, to press off pictures, the maral. Good, I learned the maral off. Maluchot siyazer kazeh. What are you making pictures in your head of what you used to daven mincha like in yeshiva? Amen, yehesh, 150 guys, yehesh, mei, rab. First of all, a lot of times you think it was like that. It wasn't as gevaldik as you think. But even if it was, what are you standing there? You're 30 years old. What are you still thinking about when you were 17 and you were standing by the Kaisel, Ashan Rabbah or something? Mincha. What are you still thinking like that? Malachat Siyah Zeh Kazeh. What are you, this picture or that picture? Harilacha is Damnu Shal Mincha. Right now, it's time to daven Mincha. You have an opportunity. The whole Matzav Sha'ata. Whatever Matzav you're in. You're not in Yeshiva. You're not the Kaisel. Whatever Matzav you're in. Kum krala lukecha. Get up and call out to your God. Kum krala lukecha. Do the best you can to talk to the Baruch Shalom right now. And forget about these pictures. Kum krala lukecha. Psach pichu kra. Open your mouth up and scream out to the Baruch Shalom. Hafel machshavtecha. Try to get your brain working now. In this Shemoneh Esrei. V'yidabek bo yisbarach. And attach yourself to the Baruch Shalom now. In this matzah that you're in. Kachas arega hanechochi, take this present moment. Choser hatziur vahatzur, without any pictures. Ha'agdor vahadmus, all the different images, take them away. V'chayoboy kefi shuhu la'amitoy, and live the truth of the moment that you're in right now. You're not 16 years old in yeshiva. Live with the Baruch Shalom in the truth, in the pnimius of this moment that you have with him, where you're holding this moment. Those who learn the Torah in Likut HaMoran of Tzoya, Tas, L'Teiva, and the Inyan of Emes, and Pesach, the only opening that a Jew can find to get out of the darkness of this world, is truth. And Rabbi Nachman tells us the truth is the truth of that moment that you're in. Not the big truth of the universe. The truth of that moment you're in, to be honest. I am the lowest person in the world. But you said that no matter how low a person is, you said a thousand times all over the place. It says in Novi, and it says in Chumash, and in Novi, and in Shas, and it says in Medrash, and in Zoya, and in Svarma Kedoshim, that when a Yid comes to you, I could pour my heart out to you that you loved me no matter what I did, no matter what I've done in my life. And here I am talking to you from this place in my life right now. Not from where I used to be, not who I'm going to be, from who I am right now. And I have a mincha to talk to you about. I want to say this to you. And who I am right now is chalishing to get closer to you. So, it's the emes that you're in. It's the seichel's emes, not demyoinus. Kefi shehu la'amitoy. Look, kuf yud beis mekutamaran. But the whole inyan of emes, and of that opening, that Pesach, the window that was on the side of Noach's teva, and that a teva means a word from the Baal Shem Tov, it means a word, not just the ark, it means a word. And to make an opening, a window of truth, to be able to say the words that you say, that we say in davening, to say them in an honest way. Emes, to say them in an honest way. Nimsa shahadimyan gairem. What does dimyan cause? Imagination can cause. That what you're doing in your life is not based upon the reality of the minute that you're in. It's all kinds of different dimyanis and things. Shiesh la maloimer bapashtus. This moment of your life, mitzias, has something very simple and clear to talk about. It has something clear to offer you. This moment in your life is something very good, something clear. Elishayu amaisim achvara kelim lahafik lapoil as mashnitz daya bedimyan. Instead, what do? You try to, the dimyan, when you're in the place of dimyan, you try to do certain things that are going to match up with the dimyan. The same way with the boy and the girl, that the guy fell in love because of the thing that he does. He wants it to match up. This girl is going to match up with the dimyan that he has of the girl he's going to marry. I had a conversation with a guy around 20 years ago. That there was a shidduch that I was told was a Baal Tshuva. I was trying to work out with a shidduch for this guy. And my wife had this idea, and I thought it was a great idea. And he was already moving ahead in his years, and it was a good day. My wife had this idea, and the girl was willing to try, and the guy, he was in his 30s. He wouldn't hear of it. I didn't understand. Well, I spoke what the girl was like, and my wife, and we knew her. She used to come to us a lot, and really, the nicest girl in the world, Bemis. I don't know what was wrong. I don't know how he could come to a conclusion that I wouldn't go out. I understand. Why wouldn't you go out with a girl? You know, you're starting to lose your hair. Why wouldn't you go out with a girl? She's beautiful. She's kind-hearted. She's good. What's wrong? I don't know. What could be the pagam in this girl? You know what he told me? These were his words. I always saw myself marrying someone who's blonde. She wasn't blonde. So, finished. Loi zochala. The guy's still single, this guy. He's in his 50s now. Loi zochala. She's married, Baruch Hashem. She has a family. She lives in Muncie. But he was not zoich. Okay, everything's been a shemayim. But he wasn't zoich. Oh, the demyonis. He always thought he was going to marry a blonde. So she's not blonde. If she likes you, she'll color her hair for you. I don't know what to do. Natural. Natural blonde. If you're such a mitzvah, I don't know. Natural. Natural. So what are you supposed to do? That's what he always imagined. And now his life has to meet up with that imagination. It's not working out. So the person that lives in Dimyan, he tries to find things that are only going to carry out the poel what he was mitzayin his Dimyan. And Avayis Hashem also. Im shmurim b'tziyurim, if he sticks with these images, these pictures, yumaisim v'im lavlav. He'll only act upon something that stims with the picture. Something that fits into the picture, he'll act upon. If it doesn't fit the picture, he doesn't act upon it. It's not for him. Like something has to be developed. I mean, I don't know if they don't do that anymore. Everything's digital. But to develop from the film onto a piece of paper. But if there's no pictures, there's no film, there's no pictures. You can't develop it. There's no picture. You can't develop into something on paper. It can't come out to anything in Metzias. It's just dimyonis. Nothing comes out. This is Chelek Aleph of the Maimer. The end is short, but everybody should try to be next week, because that's the Ikir, is how to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this Inyan of the Kaya HaSeichem.